Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's like 5:03 on a Wednesday. This has been a lazy day for me. Let me tell y'all something. Well, you know, my daughter's in camp. And it was my first day going over to where the camp is. Just to back up a little bit. You know, I work hard. I cover the Sixers. Y'all know that. So I really don't get to spend as much time, you know, with my family during the year. So soon when Summer League is over, I call it reintroduce myself to the fam time, right? So that's a time when, you know, I take a couple weeks. And I try to get away. You're never fully away because you're on Twitter and you're reading papers and you're reading stuff online. But, you know, it's like you always, like, in the back of your mind, this is your time to, like, basically reintroduce yourself to the fam. So my daughter is in, a camp that she's been going to, you know, since school let out. And today they had a talent show. So I go over there and, you know, and talk to people. They're like, yeah, you know, your daughter's going to sing today. And I'm like, sing? So, you know, family members telling me that she was going to sing. And she gets up this morning and she puts on, like, you know, a beautiful dress and this and that. And she's all, like, excited and whatnot. So I go over there. I sit down and, you know, I say, has she ever sang before a group of people before? They're like, no. I said, well, whose idea was it to have her sing? Because I see that this crowd is packed, right? And they're like, it was hers. So I got quiet. I mean, I think I was more nervous than she was because, you know what I mean, at the age of 6 and, you know, kids and this and that, you know, if she got stage fright, it wouldn't go over well. But anyway, she rocked it. And she came over after, she gave me a big hug. And, you know, me, you know, I'm being like this proud dad and this and that. And I whisper in her ear and said, baby, I was nervous for you. And she says, I was nervous too, daddy. But so, you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all. But to let y'all know that, to get over the little sidebar, like, this is the time that I'm always, like, saying, you know what, the Sixers season was great, but unless somebody does something crazy, you know, I just want to, you know, spend a couple weeks with my family, clear my head, the whole nine. However, I don't know about y'all, but it's really hard to do that this season. Now, yes, I took a break. I chilled with my daughter. You know, I'm about to go pick her up from camp in a couple minutes. But I keep thinking about the 2017-18 season. You know, in the past, it was like you needed a break because everything was so dismal. You know, they didn't really make any moves. Now, last year, they made some moves in free agency, so I'll give them that. But the other 2 years, like, man, they didn't make any moves in free agency. You know, they drafted people who you kind of figured weren't going to play, you know, so it was kind of like, let's just let me get away from the 76ers and then I'll come back in September and just try to, you know, cover a season. This year, like, I'm thinking about, man, I can't wait till the schedule comes out, you know, man, I can't wait to go to London, you know, to see them play. You know, everyone keeps talking about the playoffs, the excitement, everything like that. So it's kind of hard for me to get away from basketball. And in a way, it's a good thing. Like, you know, I'm watching Furkan Korkmaz videos of him, you know, overseas playing in the under-20 European Championship. You know, I'm keeping up with Jonah Bolden, you know, seeing that you know, that he's going to be stashed in Israel next year. You know, I'm keeping up with, like, the rumors that, you know, are rumors, like the whole LeBron James possibly coming to Sixers. Forget about it, people. Forget about it. But at the same time, it's tweaking my interest, like everything is. So it's like, I don't know about y'all, and I know my family's going to hate me saying this, but I can't wait till the season comes. I just can't, you know, because, you know, something that's, like, in Philadelphia, you know, I think that basketball is officially back. You know, the first three years, you know, that wasn't real basketball. You know, what it was is it was, you know, let's get through the regular season, and then let's get a top draft pick, and then summer league comes. Hopefully we can showcase that draft pick, and then from there it's like let's start the rebuild again. So you know what? Like it was like the season, the regular season to me was like the off season because you were just trying to get there, and then like the summer league and everything was like the big draw. You know what I mean? That's what it was. It's like, let's keep it real. The summer league, the draft was like, you know, the culmination of everything, the lottery rather. Then the draft came. And then after summer league, let's say summer league was the postseason. The summer league was our playoffs. And then after summer league, it was like, here we go again. You know, and then the season came. And it was like, preseason game. Even though it was 82 games, it was like, this is the preseason. It's going to be boring. But no, not now. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm really excited. I want to see how the Sixers are going to utilize, like, Nick Stauskas. I want to see what type of role T.J. McConnell has. I want to see, you know, if, you know, the same thing with Rashawn Holmes, see what he can do. I want to see how they use Jared Bayless. You know, we all talk about Markelle Fultz. We talk about Ben Simmons. You know, we talk about Embiid, we talk about Dario, but I want to see about these other guys. I want to see what they do with them. I want to see what type of role does Timothy Luwalo has. You know, I want to see, you know, how is he going to be coming off the bench. Heck, I want to see if Timothy Luwalo wears jersey number 20, you know, or if Markelle Fultz gets the special jersey instead of wearing 7 like he did in summer league. For y'all don't know this, Markelle Fultz's number through high school in his 1 year at Washington, I shouldn't say through high school, because he wore a different jersey number earlier in his high school career, you know, because he's a freshman and all this and that. But his jersey number is number 20. But Timothy Luwalo has that jersey number. So with that being said, Markelle Fultz had to wear number 7. Now, you know, you would think that Markelle Fultz is the first overall pick. So you would think a team would say, hey, look, Timmy, we love you, bruh, but you got to give up that jersey. You know, you would think that, but that's not how it works in the NBA or in pro sports. What happens is they will say, hey, Timmy, Markelle will have to say, hey, Timmy, how much is it going to cost for me to get that number? And then, you know, they can work out a financial deal. You know what I mean? Now, who knows? Timmy might say, hey, I don't want it. But, you know, I don't know. I think I'd be shocked if Markelle Fultz doesn't. I mean, Timmy might say he doesn't want the money per se. But I would be shocked if Markelle Fultz doesn't wear that jersey number. And because, you know, I think with him being the first overall pick, Markelle Fultz in jersey number 20 would bring in a lot of bread for the NBA, if you know what I mean. So I wouldn't be shocked if the NBA kind of stepped in and said, hey, look, y'all, you know, I don't know what y'all going to do, but we need to hurry up and get Markelle Fultz in this jersey number. So, you know what I mean? I'll be shocked. Now, again, he said he wore number 7 in USA basketball, but I would be shocked if he doesn't get jersey number, if he doesn't get jersey number 20. But you know what? Since we're talking, you know, quote unquote, you know, talking about the upcoming season. And I know that y'all know it's going to be hard to get 76ers tickets this season. You know, I would like to, you know, talk to you guys about a good way that you can go and purchase your tickets when you know that most of the tickets, like the Sixers are going to sell, you're going to be basically sold out. So I think what you guys should do is y'all need to go to SeatGeek. Why? Because buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated. There is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. Now, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek, seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best price. Prices fully guaranteed. You can't beat that, I'm telling you. There's nothing like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action at a great value. Now, I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek to buy tickets for a concert, you know, for my cousin a couple of days ago. I'm too embarrassed to say who it was, but hey, that's who he loves, so be it, right? So SeatGeek is designed to make your tickets buying experience easier than ever. So I want you guys to get a $20 off the first SeatGeek purchase. Now, I know some of you guys did it before and it worked out well for you. So what you have to do is just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOMBA today. That's Locked On NBA. So it's LOMBA, all caps. You know, that promo code will give you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So I'm telling y'all, go ahead and do it. It's going to work out well for y'all. Do that. But I'm telling you, man, it's like I'm about to go pick up my daughter. You know, we're going to have fun. I'm going to ask her more about the talent show today and, you know, congratulate her some more about the great job that she did. I'm really a proud father. You know, I really am. But then I'm telling y'all, like tomorrow, you know, I'm going to get up, go to work, and I'm going to think about this upcoming season. I mean, it's just exciting. I mean, there's an excitement level in the city of Philadelphia. There's excitement level in my head. And believe me, y'all all know that I'm not a homer at all. But I'm just actually excited about covering, you know, a talented team. I think that Sixers are going to, and I'm not saying talent in regards to wins and losses. I can't really base that. But what I mean is this is going to be the best assemblage of young talent that the Sixers have had in years. Now, my first season, they had actual NBA veterans on that team. You know, they had Thad Young, Spencer Halls, Evan Turner. You know, they had other guys who came off the bench. But from that point, after they traded them, then they just went with the youth movement. But they didn't have, like, you know, Joel Embiid was hurt. They didn't have Ben Simmons last year. Ben Simmons was hurt. And then now they have Markelle Fultz. Now, you can make an argument that these are three guys who three first overall picks. Now, again, we all know the thing about Embiid who went third, you know. But if he was healthy, he would have been the first player in that draft. You know, Andrew Wiggins went number one to Cleveland. They traded him to the Minnesota Timberwolves. But Joel Embiid would have been the first player. So when you factor that in, they got the first overall pick, quote unquote, in three of the last 4 years. So that's something to be excited about, and I'm looking forward to covering it. I'm looking forward to, just going to practice, writing stories, just seeing what this is all about. I mean, it's going to be foreign to everyone else, and the first time, we're not going to be worrying about, oh, man, do they have enough losses to get the first pick? Nah, the focus is going to be, oh, man, they need to win this game so they can remain in the playoff picture. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that change, and I think that you should too. And I want to thank y'all for listening to today's Locked On Sixers podcast, and I'll chat with y'all shortly.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.